Yeah, but look, let me write. Yeah. So you do menu, date collection, or reverse large envelope.
It's 7
o'clock.
Huh?
It's 7
o'clock.
Right now.
It's what? 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I got 1 minute.
Well,
yeah, I will show that. I got to turn the music so that I can get a little more time. I take a nap here. So when I put my... That's, but that's okay. We'll call it so. When I put my clothes on, make sure I get my tie straight. My hair is nice, you know. You got to check out, Mark, you got that thing turned on, please. Under those lights, man, it gets hot. So, you know, if there is my Marcus, please, just turn on a regular basis, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just busy right now.
Yeah, I know. I know, it's got to easy to forget. No problem.
Do you have the remote?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, he always has this.
I put it on.
He automatically checks it off.
He was just showing that it was at 77.
Yeah, turn it down, please. The light doesn't go on sometimes. You can turn it down, yeah. I don't know why it does that, yeah. Turns down to 72, so this is trying to aim for more. Yeah. So, yeah, doing that, you don't keep it cool last minute, it'll be cool as well. Fortunately, the weather's right now is pretty cool to begin with. Not that hot. It's a cooler. That helps. How's my teeth look? My teeth clean?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. For the music, right? You got music on there.
Yes.
Are the phones all turned off, gentlemen?
It should be.
I'll have my phone inside half all the way.
Yeah. Thank
you.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, a little just wet.
Sure looks good. And leave that little, you got one little hair like that,
yeah.
Leave it.
Leave it the way it is?
Yeah.
Kind of like jeans, huh? No problem, thank you.
I'm turning my phone off.
Yep. Yeah, because it's 7 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. You know
what? By the way,
I'm speaking
English. Oh. From Rumble, I'm speaking a lot of calls.
It's good.
Good.
Yeah, my phone's open.
Like that way it is? Yeah, man. You don't like it, don't do it. I don't like it. Human error, you know, none of us is perfect, so. We just roll with the punches. It's all good. Ready to go? Yeah. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahideh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. No, we have to start again. We have to start again, folks, so we'll start again. Okay. Let's do it new. Countdown. By the way, we'll be at in October, mid-October, at two events, one in Orlando, one in Doral, Miami area, at the Reawaken America Tour. They're both the same weekend, the 13th and 14th of October. So come to Florida, folks. The Freedom State is where all these freedom events happen on a regular basis. Some of you have gotten away from California and other communist states, and some of you have not. So this is a good reason to come check us out. All right, come to Florida and have a good time together. Ready to get started? Okay. Give me 1, 2, 3. We can roll with it. Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I will cover the issue of inheritance and gift taxes. Now, that doesn't apply to many people. And most people say, well, I don't make that much money. I don't have that much inheritance to have inheritance tax or gifts that are large. But guess what? My news for you is that 99% of you, no matter how much gift or inheritance you have to pass, you don't have to pay anything. Zero to the federal government. Based on the laws on U.S. government's official legal website. This is information that your lawyer should know, but unfortunately they don't know because they do not study the law as issued. This is Internal Revenue Code, folks. The federal tax laws are all right here. Inheritance taxes, gift taxes, it's all right here in this book. Even though it's about 10,000 pages codes of nonsense, gobbledygook, they hit the truth at the near the end at the definitions. So you wouldn't look for it. So let's go to the IRS's own website, the old forms, and the law and Supreme Court, and we'll see the real truth that was hidden from you. Okay? This is the form 706, United States Estate Tax Return. And lawyers will tell you, oh, you have to pay it if you have over a certain $1 million of inheritance, okay? And you go again to IRS.gov. Who must file this 706? Well, it says for decedents, that means someone who died in 2022, Form 706 must be filed by the executor of the state of every U.S. citizen or resident. Okay. Executor is the one that executes the state, distributes whatever's left that person's assets, you know, home, real estate, stocks, bonds, businesses, cash, gold, whatever. Okay, to every U.S. citizen. I'm going to tell you that term U.S. is going to be critical. Who's a U.S.? Where is that U.S.? So where is that U.S. citizen or resident? So hang in there. The good news is coming. Okay. Now we're going to go, as I told you, to the source of the law. This is uscode.house.gov, and which it says is the United States Code is a consolidation and codification by subject matter of the general and permanent laws of the United States. And it is prepared by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the United States House of Representatives. Yes, is the official source of law from the federal government, the U.S. House of Representatives lawyers. There's 50 categories of United States Code or titles. Now here's Title 9, Arbitration, Title 14, Coast Guard, 20, Education, and you see here Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. Okay, we're going to look up now from this source some laws. This is, for example, Section 2001. Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, okay? Subtitle B, Estate and Gift Taxes. Chapter 11, Estate Tax. Chapter A, Estate of a Citizen or Resident. And Part 1, Tax Imposed. So, here it is, folks. Section 2001, Imposition and Rate of Tax. So remember, USC stands for the United States Code. Federal tax laws. There's 54 categories, and category 26 is on federal tax laws. So here it says, folks, a tax is hereby imposed on the transfer of taxable estate of every decedent, anybody who died, who is a citizen or resident of the United States. There you go. The term is the United States, not the 50 states you'll see in just a minute from the government on website. And that's the key I'll show you in just a moment, okay? So, liability for the payment is in Section 2002, paid by the executor. Okay, no problem, whoever executes the estate and distributes the funds to everybody else. All right, it looks like normal. It's not. you'll see why you've been deceived, okay, by the corrupt media and the ignorant lawyers. Let's go now to the Form 709 from IRS.gov, United States, gift tax return for year 2022. Well, and the IRS on their website says about the, you know, this form that in general, if you are a citizen or resident of the United States, you must file a gift tax return in the following situation, okay? If you give a gift to someone in 2022, totaling more than $60,000 other than to your spouse, you probably must file Form 709. Well, but guess what? The key thing is, if you are a citizen or resident of the United States, what United States are you speaking of? We'll come back to that, because that's a key term, okay? Again, from uscode.house.gov, okay? From TAL 26, Internal Revenue Code, Section 2501, Imposition of Tax, okay? We're talking about gift tax now, okay? And it tells us that tax computer, as provided in Section 2502, is hereby imposed for each calendar year on the transfer of property by gift during such calendar year by an individual resident or non-resident. Resident or non-resident of where? Well, clearly not Japan, not Germany, Russia, or France, or Egypt. It's the United States that they're speaking about. We all know that, right? There's a trick to that United States term, though, you'll see. Okay, hang in there. Okay. You see the same thing, folks, with the U.S. individual income tax return. The 1040 form has a slight issue. You see how it all relates. They've got the same deception. And we go to the instructions of this form, again, from IRS.gov, IRS's own website. Let's follow the proper instructions on page 8 about filing requirements for the 1040 form. These rules apply to all U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and resident aliens. Okay, very good. So let's go now, and we go to the Code of Federal Regulations. This is where United States Treasury Regulations, okay, Part 1.1-1 Income Tax on Individuals, because that's Section 1 of the Code, the Internal Revenue Code, imposes income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, and to extend provided by Section 71B or 877B on the income of a non-resident alien individual. We're going to focus on the first part, okay? The tax on every citizen or resident of the United States, because that relates also to the gifts and estate taxes, because they have the same definition of the term United States that applies here, okay? So we're going to go to definitions from Title 26 Internal Revenue Code, because that is key, apparently, about all these United States terms that we keep seeing repeatedly. And again, toward the end, Section 7701, definitions toward the end, it gives us the answer. When used in this title, what title? Again, Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, is what they are referring to. They define all kind of terms like person that doesn't need any definition, you think, right? They do want to define these things very explicitly and clearly, page after pages of definitions. Oh, here's one for United States. When used in a geographical sense, it includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Funny thing, the District of Columbia is not even a state, but for whatever reason, they chose to include D.C. in a definition of the United States. You know, it's not a state, you know, it's a little tiny little place. Well, let's see what else they got here. The term state also, they mentioned here, right? Well, what does state mean? The term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, where such construction or understanding is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Yes, right. To carry out this title properly, you need to, you know, understand it correctly. That state is only District of Columbia. And you have D.C. plus D.C. is as of the same thing, D.C. Whether you have two D.C.s or 10 D.C.s or 1,000 District of Columbias, they all add up to the District of Columbia. So you see the term United States means, wow, District of Columbia and no more. You surprised? Of course you are. Now I understand. He's saying, come on, Paymon. Everybody knows, obviously, the 50 states are included. We all know that. California, New York, Florida, right? Wrong. We're going to go to Supreme Court of the United States for clarity and answer on these issues. But before I do that, let me tell you this, folks. This is America. It's 50 states between 50 countries and union, and Washington, D.C. is an agent of these states, these countries. That's right. Every state in America has a governor, legislature, and Supreme Court. Their own country, their own sets of laws. Okay? And Europe is no different. Germany, France, Spain, Italy, all these countries you see colored are all part of the European Union. They give certain powers to the central government of Europe, just like in America. Certain powers are given, like the coin money, the foreign affairs, you know, the defense against foreigners, all is delegated to the central Union government in America and in Europe. So with that, let's go to Supreme Court of the United States website at supremecourt.gov and check out some cases that lie. Stenberg versus Carhart. This came in the year 2000. In a relevant language, this is what this case says. When a statute or law includes an explicit definition, like the one we saw in section 7701 about the United States and state, right? We must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. That's right. But you and I think the term United States ordinarily means does not matter. We got to go by that explicit definition like you. And it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that the statutory or legal definition of the term excludes stated meanings of that term. So 56 is not in there. It's not there, folks. Yes. So here we go. Here's another case of Gould versus Gould. This is a 1917 unanimous U.S. Supreme Court tax case. And there's a conclusion holding of the case that in the interpretation or understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes. So in understanding laws, impose taxes. It is the established rule not to extend the provision of tax laws by implication beyond the clear import of the language used, or to a larger operation such as base matters not specifically pointed out. Yep, it's not there specifically clearly pointed out. The 50 states are not there in the definition of the United States. And in case of doubt, any doubt, folks, you're still not sure? They tax laws are construed most strongly against the tax in favor of the citizen not being taxed. Well, case shut. So you know, on all these laws that you see, they are talking about, you know, United States. Okay, here the tax is imposed on a citizen or resident of the United States. That is a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia, right? That is for the estate tax. And here it is for the gift tax. Again, individual who is a resident or non-resident of the District of Columbia is United States. What it means. United States here, again, for income taxes, also is a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia. So the 10 for income tax, you know, this form is for citizen individual who is a District of Columbia person. Also, you see here, this estate tax, form 706, is for someone from the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And here it is for the gift tax, United States is District of Columbia gift tax return. That is what this form 709 is for. Yep, folks. We've been lied to. We've been deceived. Yeah. And I'm going to show you one more thing, folks. You think, oh, Paymont, come on. I still can't believe the certain 50 states must be in there. Nope. Because guess what? If they wanted and could include the 50 states, they would include it. And they may even add more, as you'll see right here when it comes to oil taxes. Okay. Again, from the Internal Revenue Code, Section 4612, Definitions and Special Rules. Okay. This is Subchapter A, Tax on Petroleum. So here we go. On the definitions, for the purposes of this subchapter, what subchapter? Subchapter A, tax on petroleum, tax on oil, okay? To define many things only for this subchapter, like crude oil, petroleum product, and the term United States. The term United States means, look at that, folks, the 50 states. Yes, it's there. There are 50 states. And the District of Columbia, and look at these other U.S. territories and possessions of the United States that are listed and added here specifically, and they even add continental shelf areas and even foreign trade zones. Well, talk about being specific. So, folks, they know, the people who wrote the law know United States does not mean when it comes to gifts and estate taxes or income taxes. So you, the average American, is not a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia. Does that apply to you? Mm-hmm. By the way, I just want to add something on the on this. And let's go on one more thing now. So here we go now. So again, folks, this 1040 form is not for you. Okay. And to our business folks, you know, include, look at that definition, includes performance of functions of a public office. Wow, look at that. See how they define things in a very unique way, special way? You think it means one thing, but it's not. By this definition, a federal judge, FBI agent, CIA agent, a congressman is in a business. Someone in a position of public trust is in a business to make money, in a trade to make money. But guess what? They can make those definitions any way they want. So don't worry about this form, folks. I don't care if you received $1 billion in inheritance. You owe zero. Okay? I don't care if you give $1 billion of a gift to somebody. You on this form, zero. The only people that got to pay gift or estate taxes of any kind are people from the District of Columbia, not the people of the 50 states. So now that your eyes are open to the matrix of deception, you see it, it's your turn to go deeper into the rabbit hole of matrix. And to do that, folks, you must go to Freedom Law School's website, freedomlawschool.org, your freedom, because the knowledge now that I've given you, and you have more of it here, you can regain your power and freedom, and you will never again have to voluntarily pay Washington, D.C. swamp income estate or gift taxes legally and safely guaranteed. Mm-hmm. See, folks, you go down on this page and then you see seven steps. And seven steps are number one, step one, follow the laws I showed you based on the official legal websites of the U.S. government. No law requires 99% of Americans to file income tax. Yep. Start with this short video, less than 10 pages. These other two short videos are about 5 minutes, and these are more detailed version of those videos. So go through these, and guess what? My favorite step is step number 5. Yep. You don't have to pay tribute to the criminal gangsters, Washington, D.C. You don't, folks. Okay, you got a question authority. It's very simple. We have your right to your Congress members. File and pay your tax only if your Congress member can show you the law requires you to file income taxes. By the way, same principles apply to as you saw to estate and gift taxes, okay? And this way you can safely free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. At this time, I have only petitions on income tax, payroll taxes, social security taxes, and 1099 forms. But I will put petitions on there for corporate taxes, income, corporate taxes and estate tax, gift tax, and wagering tax, and gun manufacturing tax. They all have the same definition under Section 7701, United States citizens and residents. United States persons are citizens and residents of the District of Columbia. I am a U.S. citizen for nationality purposes. So are you, U.S. national, U.S. citizen, and state citizen at the same time. But for tax purposes, we are not U.S. citizens. So go through all these steps, folks, and you can free yourself, folks. It's free. The first 5 steps are absolutely free. You should do it on your own. Okay? Keep 100% of your money. Okay? It's your money. You worked hard for it. Why should you, not be able to give your hard work to your friends, family members as a gift or inheritance? It's not the government's money, the federal government's money. It's your money. You keep 100% of it. However, if you guys choose to join us in our quest to restore freedom in America, yes, now we can give you the privilege of a lifetime guarantee. Okay? We have a Restore Freedom Plan, folks. Only for this kind of people, like the founding fathers of America, the mindset of freedom and working together like Davis, folks. Okay? So for the modern day founding fathers of America, the privilege of lifetime guarantee is available. You can enjoy a lifetime guarantee when you legally stop on and pay income taxes with us. As long as you are a member of Restore Freedom Plan, Freedom Law School will prevent the IRS from levying your money, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you in full. And folks, I want to tell you something else. We got to take back this country. Take back America. Step 7, folks, we invite you to tell others about Freedom Law School. Yes. You tell them the truth. You arm Americans with the law and have enjoyed Restore Freedom Plan, and we have Restore America. Once again, America can be a great country. Once again, if you decide to spread the word. So with that, folks, I want to tell you that I love every one of you, and I wish every one of you the opportunity to live and let live and love and let love. Have the freedom and the prosperity and the joy and happiness that you deserve to have by not being robbed and deceived by the crooked gang in Washington, D.C. It's overdue, folks. I'm from Iran. We had no freedoms there. We got to get our freedoms back here before it gets worse. It's bad already. So get involved. Go to freedomlawschool.org. And as you drive to and from work, you listen to the videos. And when you get home after lunch and dinner time, put your smartphone up and or computer screen and read what you could not read while you're driving. So I know you're busy. I know you don't have to watch first. listen to it on your drive to and from work and errands, and then watch it at home during lunch or dinner time, and that we can feed your mind and be free. So I love you, and I wish you all freedom, prosperity, and joy and happiness. Okay, well, let's go to your questions. Now, guys, I need a pad with a pen, please, to write down name of people with questions. You got one here? Okay, cool. All right, give me a better pen than that, please. One that doesn't wash away like the regular ones. All right. Thank you. Yeah, one of the field lost pens are good. Oh, yeah. Folks, we're sending field lost pens. Yep. If you want it, they're great pens. Let us know. We'll send some out to you. Field lost pens are the best out there. Okay. We have right now three people with questions, okay, from area codes 972, 805, and 916. Hang in there. I'll get to all of you momentarily. However, if more of you have questions, folks, the number to call is put on the screen one more time. It's 657-383-1755. Telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. I will take you one at a time. 657-383-1755. On a telephone pad, press 1. And that will let me know you have a question. And I'll take you one at a time. Okay. So let's start with a call from area code 972. And my friend, before you ask your question, for your privacy, only give me your first name, okay? No last name. And then tell us how you heard about Freedom Law School. And then your question one at a time, please. And folks, get your questions, folks, to the point, because other people are waiting. So in order not to keep everybody waiting, get your question answered as soon as you can, and then we get to other people's questions soon. All right, America 972 caller, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? America 972? Okay, I don't hear the caller from America 972.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's me, 972.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Mark, my name's Mark.
How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
You know, I saw it on the internet when I was browsing, and then I went to your link, watched your videos, and started learning about your
Freedom
Law School.
And how did you get to our website, though? Would you click on an ad someplace, or you search on YouTube or Google? How did you... come across?
I just did a, I did a search. It came up somewhere, and I clicked the link, and then I think it took me there.
Very good. And how may I help you, my friend?
Okay, so I have a quick question. Let me read the question to you. If I become a non-filer for my personal income taxes, but I continue to file a multi-member LLC with my brother, and we get a K-1 for our personal taxes, will I jeopardize my non-filer status based on the fact that I'm still filing the LLC?
No, but you should know that it's incorrect when you issue a K-1 partnership to you and your brother. If you do it, if your brother insists on doing it, it is not the end of the world. But really, there's no need, because the partnership is not a domestic United States partnership. Let me show this to you on my website. See? In the definitions. Okay? Definition United States is D.C. Okay? Now, let's go a little earlier. Look at the term domestic. Okay? Domestic to a corporation or partnership means created or organized in the United States in District of Columbia or under laws of the District of Columbia or of any District of Columbia. See, state of the United States means D.C. Your partnership is not a D.C. corporation, is it?
No, it's a Texas LLC.
Then it doesn't apply to it. Now, I'm going to show you that also your partnership is not also a United States person either. Yeah, I'm going to show you right here the term on 7701-830. United States person means a citizen or resident of the domestic within D.C. partnership. See? Same thing. A domestic within D.C. corporation. You see, all this stuff applies to D.C., but they use deception.
So, and my brother is not on board with me to become a non-filer, so he will continue to file the multi-member, which I have to sign. So if I become a non-filer,
you don't sign nothing that you don't believe in under oath. Don't believe it. You tell your brother, hey, I am a stickler for the law. I want to make sure I follow the law correctly, and I don't accept these accountants, CPA, or attorneys' opinions because they're often wrong. I went directly to U.S. government's official legal website. I follow the government. I follow the law, not some CPA tax lawyers who may be wrong. So look at this with me, and if I'm wrong, I will sign, but I never make any false statements. So you got to turn around on your brother, okay?
Right.
What you got to do is this. You bring your brother to dinner to your place. Give him a great food, wine and dining. Folks, family goes with your spouses, children, anybody you love, your friends. Have a party. And wine and dine your family and friends and spouse with the best food and drinks. And afterward, you say, folks, I need 1 hour of your time. I'm a stickler for the law. I want to make sure I'm doing the right, not some accountant, CPA, or taxpayer who may be mistaken. I'm on directly to the government's official legal website through Freedom Law. So watch it. If I'm wrong, please let me know. And then put this up in order. And give him pen and paper pads to take notes, okay? Any questions, write them down. Okay? I don't want to break it all. Because I don't want to go to prison. And you, part of the presentation I'll show you, you see on our website, you see on step two, for example, we have show people on step two that when you sign those doggone forms, okay, you literally put the rope around your neck on that 10-point signature line. I bet your brother never looked at that form and did not know that when he signs the form, it says what? Well, what's a tiny signature line you can't even read? Sign here under penalties of perjury. You swear it's all true, correct, and complete. You don't even understand.
So,
what your
so I can't separate.
Gave you. You can.
I
no,
can't.
You can do it. But why would you want to make a false statement? Put your brother on the phone with me, and I'll educate him if necessary. Why are you so afraid of your brother? Why can't you say, hey,
Ryan,
I want to follow the law. I'm not, you say, I'm not signing on the side of paper that's not correct. I don't want to lie. Look, I'm signing under penalties of perjury. We go to prison for 9 years if you don't do it right. See, that's serious. Mm-hmm. Let me show you under education materials. I have a thing called basically risk of relying on tax preparers' opinions. Okay?
Exactly.
See, you got to take this page. And so look, when you rely, we got to make this page a little bit bigger print, by the way. It's too tiny of a print, okay? And it's too hard to read. When you rely on this guy, look, you sign a form, you can go to prison for 5 years for each 1020 tax form for attempt to evade or defeat a tax evasion.
Yeah.
You can go to prison for false and fraudulent statements for up to 3 years for each 1040 form that you send to the IRS. and fraudulent return statements or other documents. Yep. And for yes, up to 1 year jail for each 10 for that send the IRS. I don't want to go to prison. Oh, no way. Because we can go to prison for up to 9 years for each 1040 that you prepare. And we're saying on there, that's true, correct, and complete, but I don't even understand it. How
right,
can I say
right,
it? It's true, correct, and complete, but I don't understand it, brother. You understand it?
Mm-hmm.
No. You're just trusting and risking your life and our lives on this tax preparer's opinion. Joe Blow, Mr. CPA, Mr. Tax Lawyer. Well, you know what? You and I ignore the advice of the doctors, hospitals.
So let me ask you this. If I cannot convince my brother, can I still become a non-filer on my personal taxes?
Convince him of what? Of what?
That he doesn't need to sign the multi-member LLC tax filing. He wants to keep filing that multi-member LLC because it's both of us. But if I cannot convince him, should I still become a non-filer for my personal taxes, or is it?
Sure.
It'll.
But you don't sign it. Let him sign it. Let him lie. But not you. You said I sign. I will try to correct you on that. You don't sign.
Right.
He can sign. Fine. He can lie. Fine. He wants to go take a risk, go to prison. It's his neck.
Right.
Not yours. So I will not sign that false. You sign the falsehood.
Right.
Your neck is at the rest, not mine.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
It's no
one more quick question.
Sure.
If you have time, one more quick question. So when you're going through the definitions and it says state, the word state includes the District of Columbia. The word includes sort of implies that there may be other items to include, not just the state in the District of Columbia or states.
That is why I give you the U.S. Supreme Court on the screen. You guys forget this. This is Stenberg versus Carhart, year 2000 U.S. Supreme Court case. You understand what it says? When the law statute includes an explicit definition, we must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. And it is axiomatic, self-evident, obvious that the statutory definition of the term excludes unstated meaning of that term. Excludes unstated meaning of that term. The 50 states are not there. It's not there. Now, you're going to follow Supreme Court or not?
Yeah. And
I am.
When they use the word states as the District of Columbia, but then they define the word singular state, but they use plural states and then define it singular as state, why don't they just make it both singular or plural?
No, because they don't have to. Look, one District of Columbia or two District of Columbias or 50 of them or 1,000 of them or a million District of Columbia, what do they add up to?
District of Columbia.
That's all there is.
Yeah.
You cannot add
right.
France in there or Germany or California or Florida. It's not there.
Right. It's not there. Okay. This was really helpful. Thank you. I really appreciate your time and clarifying those items for me.
You're welcome, my friend. You're welcome. Thank you for asking. We got now 3 more callers from here. Go to 805-916-347. I'll get to all of you. Please hang in there. Let's go from area code 805. Caller, you are next. I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Hi, Grace. And I heard you first, I think, at Dr. Lee Merritt. And then I think I heard you on Mike Adams. And then,
Very good. And how may I help you, Grace?
my question is kind of similar, actually, to the first caller. It was my first time listening to this Q&A. It was kind of hard to hear. I just want to make sure I understand. So if you're not a resident of Washington, D.C., you don't have to pay estate taxes. Is that what you're saying?
No, if you are a citizen or resident, if you're not a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia, you don't pay U.S. federal income taxes.
Okay.
State taxes is a separate issue. Some states don't even claim to have a state income tax. And most states that claim to have a state income tax, they all follow federal law definitions or federal law forms or both. So if by federal definitions or forms, you don't have to fill out a federal tax form, the number on the federal form would be zero. You take that zero, put it on the state tax form, would be zero. And with zero, you don't have to file any state income tax form either. Okay?
Okay, so you don't have to fill out any forms? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. You are free.
Okay.
The only four states that require you to file income tax because they have a tax system independent of the federal definitions or rules are Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Alabama, and Mississippi. If you're from those four states, you must pay the state income tax of those four countries or four states.
Okay, I'm talking about estate taxes now, not 1040.
Oh, the estate tax you don't pay. Yes, that's right. You don't have to pay any estate tax at all if you're not from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay, so now my question is, my brother is kind of similar to that. I don't think he's going to go for it. So is that going to, well, for estate taxes, if he files and I don't, is that going to be a problem?
Who's the executive of the estate?
I think my brother is.
Okay, well, that's problematic because he's the one that's going to be stealing your money.
Oh, okay.
So you may want to tell him you're going to sue his butt if he steals your money. Tell him here is the law. Follow the law.
I have to let him listen to you. Oh, dear.
I follow the law. It's uscode.house.gov.
Yeah.
This is United States government's official legal website. This is a direct source of law. From the website. You see, this is text contains those laws in effect on August 30th, 2023.
Yeah, I have to show
them. The last time they updated the laws. So you're saying we're going to go directly to the government's official legal websites. Who's your advisor? Well, he's wrong. The doctor tells you to get the jab. Well, you ignore him because you knew that this is the jab is not good for you. It's risky. She didn't take that.
He took the jab. He's totally opposite of me.
Yeah, that's problematic, you know.
Yeah.
If you want, you can have him do. I can do a one-on-one consultation with you and him. And carefully educate him. How much is the amount of your estate tax anyhow? I mean, how many millions did you guys take? Are you getting supposedly?
Well, I don't know. My mom's still alive. She's 94 years old. Okay, I'm just going to listen.
Yeah, but if you give to watch this stuff, he'll see the truth for himself.
I mean, I'm with you. I mean, but my brother, he's a stickler for – he's like total opposite.
Tell him I'm a stickler for the law. Tell him that. Tell him you are a stickler for the law. Says,
okay.
I'm very much a stickler for the law. I don't trust no accountant, no CPAs.
Yeah.
Give me the
accountant
CPAs. I'll tell them, is this government legal website is wrong or you're putting it right? Let's see. Show me. Show me. I'll follow the lawyer CPA. Show me the government's official legal website is wrong.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to deal with his wife also.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay, my other question is, I was just wondering about John McAfee. Why were they after him?
That's a big question, which is not related to this topic. I don't know why. Think about the Joe Blow or XYZ or John McAfee, you know? I mean, I have my own theories about that, but that's beyond the purview of this kind of call about tell me why they're going after Trump. You know, see, that's not what this call is all about. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But I can tell you this about McAfee. He was a freedom lover. He was a loose cannon, in my opinion. He didn't do preparations and understand the law. And he made some mistakes.
Okay. Look, how come they've not indicted me?
Look, ask yourself, why have they not indicted me? Trump has been indicted. Maxie was indicted, but not me.
Oh, yeah, I know.
See, if you know the law, they don't want you to beat them because that's going to be an embarrassment for them. They're going to convert 12 jurors and the jury to your side. They don't want to take a risk on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Grace. Let's now go to a call from area code 916. Give me a first name. I heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? Mary Code 916, are you there, caller? Okay. He seems to be not be able to hear us.
Are you there?
He is there. You're there. Okay.
Sorry about
What's your name? That's okay.
This is Greg. I first heard about you through a video on YouTube about Joe Bannister. And from there, I just Googled you and saw your website and your YouTube show. Today I was calling because I was recently having some financial problems, and I had fallen behind on student loans. I've gotten in a better situation now, and I'm in the process of trying to get my credit fixed up. And so I called the debtor to see about arranging payments, and they said I could go to the Fresh Start program, but in order to do that, I have to answer some questions about my income. I was just curious, does that have any risk of somehow getting back to the IRS if I'm to go that route? Because if I do that route, they'll actually wipe the debt clean from the record, which is, you know, would be ideal. So that's kind of what I was hoping to do, but I was just curious your thoughts on that.
Your question is vague. You're talking about
loan
issue debt or IRS debt that you're going to wipe off?
This is a loan. It was specifically a student loan, and there's a program that I guess Biden put out called Fresh Start, where if you negotiate with the government and answer questions like what your income is, then you will be forgiven. All is forgiven, and it's like wiped free from your credit.
I do not know about that program.
Okay.
I'm going to give you information about that program without seeing the forms they want you to sign or what the forms say.
Okay.
Fresh Start program is a scam where they might reduce your $100,000, let's say, to $10,000, but you must file and pay on time for 5 years, put the rope around your neck, confess you owe the IRS money and pay on time, not worth doing. You know one thing? I don't know. How much is your student debt to begin with? $5,000, $5 million, how much is it about?
Not much, just a little bit shy of 2,000.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? For 2,000, you're going to go be the slave? Really? Look, you got a problem, brother. Your brother's son is called, you got a problem called lacomaniasis disease. You have no money. So you're worried about the chintzy little $2,000 debt that is nothing. Okay, there's trillions of dollars out there. No one's worried about that. Go make some money. Okay, don't worry about all that stuff. Go make some money. Go be positive. Use your head, your mind, your talents, your gifts. Don't worry about this 2,000 chintzy little things. Like a big traffic ticket. That's all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got to focus. If you focus on small stuff, you see, it's like you heard about the story of a monkey. You put him in a room, and then
he
puts some peanuts inside the jar. He puts his hands, grab the peanuts. Both hands, same thing. Then they put the banana in front of him. And the monkey would not let go of the peanuts to get his hand out to get to the banana. And that's you right now, brother or son. I'm how old you are. I'm 60. Okay? You're still focused on tiny little stuff. Let that go. You're smart.
Mm-hmm.
You're calling this for an hour. You're looking for truth. Go be prosperous. Okay? You can join our Restore Freedom Plan and tell others they make huge rewards for referring people to get 10,000, 100,000 or more for one referral. Minimum is 1,000. Mm. But don't worry about a chinchilla 2,000. Let that peanuts go. They're not going to bother you for that.
Yeah.
So what's only 2,000? We'll make hundreds of thousands or millions. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right.
How old are you, by the way?
Good.
How old are you, Greg?
43.
Yeah, let it go. Time to let it go. You have too long worried about this little stuff. Let the peanuts go and focus on putting your talents and gifts to work. Okay? Call for your mom to help you. Be productive, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Greg. Let's go to the call from area code 347 and then followed by another caller from area code 720. So from America 347 caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
How you doing, Paymon? This is Fred. I'm no stranger. Go back to 96. The National Press Club with Robert Schultz and Joe Bannister, what have you. Reason why I call you, just a quick question. A quick question. Have Freedom Law School, yourself, or people within the school, have considered doing something similar to jurisdictionary in where a person who do purchase their freedom package, that they get a testing or get an accreditation or something to that effect?
I talked to the jurisdictionary owner one time about maybe doing anything together. He was not interested in anybody working with me. All he does is a bunch of courses on legal procedure, which is fine, which is wonderful, but has very little relevance, if any, to the IRS. So if you get some deal dispute with somebody, your neighbor, car accident, you know, something at work, or whatever, family law, whatever, you know, something about court procedures, rules of evidence, procedure, which is fine. It has nothing to do with income tax at all. Does it help you with your question?
Because I just thought that in learning the various levels that are in the tax laws, people's understanding or their comprehension of what it is they're learning, I just thought it could be somehow rated or, you know, because some people could read the same material and don't seem to grasp what's being presented. And testing is usually used to demonstrate the question.
Look, hold on. Do you have a question about your situation? I just told you about jurisdictionary. I called him. You told me to work with him. He doesn't want to. Can I twist his arm to work with me anyway? So I answered your question, brother.
There's no
different levels. This vague term, different levels of the criminal code. What is that supposed to mean? That is nothing to that I understand.
But
it's basically a definition. You don't need to get into all the minutia. What is your question? What can I help you with, brother? I'm here to help you with calls. What is your question that can help you?
All right, if I may. I was just saying something similar. Nothing to do with Dr. Graves or what he has. I'm just saying something similar. That's all I was trying to.
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Convey.
What about something similar? What's your question?
No, is this like are you considering having a grading system? You know, to demonstrate that you know a person who's in Freedom Law School has achieved a level of understanding that can. That is recognized or certified through the school. That's all. That's all I'm trying to.
We don't need no certification from the doggone government or agency or self-proclaimed fact checker. You don't need that. your real knowledge is something useful in your life. You would get acquitted with some governmental authority to recognize us and accredit us, give us accreditation. You don't need that. It was useful for you.
Not from the government, from Freedom Law School. Not from the government, from Freedom Law School.
I do have a little test for a level one course that the people can I give it to people to test to see if they listen to it. The bottom line is all these papers don't mean nothing. At the end, it's up to you. You study it for yourself to understand it. That's all that matters. After one time,
all right, then.
Three times, or four times, great. If you didn't take the time, well, that's up to you. You didn't choose to do it. Okay?
That's just the question.
So
right, thank
the
you.
Test is within you, brother. So you do what you can to have you be free, okay? And study and study and focus on telling other people, Fred. This is not about some tests. Right now, America's facing a communist takeover. A communist satanic takeover. You don't believe me? They deceive you all the time. They call themselves liberal, progressive, and for life-saving gender-affirming care. But they're not. None of those things. Okay? The life-saving gender-affirming care is actually chemical and mutual castration and mutilation of people. That's not gender-affirming or care. So, you know, that's what we're facing, a communist takeover of America, state by state. They've already got control of certain states, like California and New York. They're not going back. Okay? So let's focus on that. All right? Anything else? Anything
right,
else before
Jimmy,
I go to the next caller?
You.
You're welcome, my friend.
So thank
my
you
pleasure.
Very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Let's go to 720 area code caller, followed by a caller from area code 415. Let's put the number on the screen one more time. For those of you who have a question, the number to call is area code 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take a question after the 720 and 415 area code callers. From 720, my friend, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Sherry, and I first heard about you on Stu Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need to get a consultation with you and sign up. But I have some questions in advance of that. So my husband does court-appointed legal work with the United States court. So he gets a 1099 from Washington, D.C. So he's going to have to continue filing taxes, as I understand it.
Correct.
So, but for 2022, I filed an extension, you know, for a joint tax return. So we have not filed that return yet. How do I prepare that return for just him as a single person or married filing separate?
Single.
As single. Okay.
Yes.
And then all the money that was withheld out of my paycheck, which was a lot, does that just carry over? What happens with that?
Went down to Ukraine and paying each illegal alien that comes to the United States over $2,000 a month.
Isn't that disgusting?
That's the truth, you know? Sadly, just stop the withholding from your paycheck now. If you've not stopped the withholding already, stop it right now. And then
I did
for 23.
Stop it. I did stop. Mm-hmm. Well, I just stopped it like a month ago, but so I stopped that. So that's just money under the bridge. It's lost, or we can apply
yes.
it to when my husband files his, because he, you know, gets a 1099.
No, you cannot have your withholding apply to his 1099, unfortunately. Yeah.
So that money's just gone.
Yep.
Okay. So then the next question is, I do payroll at work. It's a very small company. So when I, for 2020, well, you know, they're going to have to give me, I'm going to have to give myself a W-2 for 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Does that create a problem, or how does that work?
Well, if you have to do it, you have to do it. But it would be better if you stop it. Let me ask you, how many employees does the company have?
Right, but since I didn't stop it until, you know, late third quarter of this year.
That's okay. You can stop now, but you could do a W-2 this for 2023 and then after that,
mm-hmm.
stop. Do no more. Okay?
Okay.
But what you really want to
okay.
do is, as a payroll person, follow the law from now on from government's official legal websites. Okay? And our petitions on our website, which I'll show you, okay, we have the answers that you are looking for. Here's step 5. Question authority, right? Write the petition
yeah.
about income tax. So you, when you go in there, continue to step 5. At the bottom of that page, after instructions, you see these petitions for individual income taxes, employment taxes, and self-employment and 1099s. So you can just, write and look at these employment taxes, for example, for single. You can go to the company owner, educate him. Because in this petition, for example, right here, okay, you tell your congressman about your legal conclusions about employment tax laws, which employers are required by law to pay payroll taxes, Social Security and Medicare taxes. Which employers are required by law to pay unemployment taxes, which employers
mm-hmm.
are required by law to withhold income taxes from the employee's wages, okay, and which employers are required by law to report on IRS W-2 forms, the amount of wages paid to the employees, and the payroll and income taxes deducted and withheld from their employees' pay. Because guess what?
Okay.
Your company owner can stop all that, and you all follow the law, and you are richer. So all your fellow employees and the company owner and the entire company. So let me ask you again, how many employees does this company have? About 5, 50, 500? How many people work there?
Just 5.
This easy.
Just 5.
Well, let's get to the company's owner. Small business owners are easy because you can get to them. You cannot get the head
okay.
of the multinational corporation like Google. You know, the bureaucracy
yeah.
is too
yeah.
tough to get through. But you can talk to this guy.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
So we can,
I just
you can join.
Everyone's just,
and when you refer the company joins, you're going to get a referral reward for having the company owner and the company join. I like that.
Okay.
But you, but, and you earn it. And you deserve it. You deserve
mm-hmm.
that. We had a member join, and his membership was a lot. It was $140,000, right? So his friend who referred him to us got $70,000. But guess what? That guy, he saved over $300,000. So he was happy.
Wow.
Because he saved $300,000, right.
right?
Gave us $140,000, and half that go to his friend. It's a win-win. For the rest
yeah.
of his life. Every year he won't be paying these, the voluntary contribution to the Washington, D.C. swamp. And he gets to have his family be more comfortable, living in peace, harmony,
mm-hmm.
and prosperity and joy.
Right. I guess, like, I think he could be in, but I'm not sure if he's, like, scared. You know, like he would be a chicken at the end of the day.
We'll start with you. We'll work with you to work on them too. It's a matter of time.
Okay.
After all, you are the payroll person, so you should know about these things. You
well,
say, I had to go do some self-study on the laws to keep up with it. I came across Emma's official legal website. I'm doggone it. I was making some mistakes in the
yeah.
past. I have to correct them. Let me show you what I found out my mistakes are. Really?
Oh, that's
made
brilliant.
Mistakes. I'm sorry, I did. I'm sorry. I apologize. I cost you a lot of money because I was ignorant. You did? You cost me a lot of money because you're ignorant? Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I got to show you what it is. I'll make it up to you. I'll make it up to you. You'd be happy. You better make it up to me. Show me what you did wrong and how you're going to fix it. And then you show my videos. You just hide you around it. You're about it, okay?
Okay. Okay. I'm just still pissed off that my withholding can't be put towards the joint return or the joint extension that I did.
How old are you, Sherry?
Oh, I'm almost 62.
Well, be glad that you found out about this before you turn 82 or 72.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, Sherry. It was a pleasure to hear from you. You're about my age. I'm 60. You sound very young and vivacious. This is wonderful. You sound very lovely. Let's go to our next caller from area code 415. You're live, my friend, with Freedom Law School. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Mark. I'm from San Francisco. I'm friends with Jenna Mattia from San Francisco. They already signed up with you, but he's my business partner, and so we were just discussing, you know, we have a corp, an LLC, and so we're just trying to figure out, does the corp have to pay? Because we file normally as corp, it's as a pass-through to us, and so, like, how does that work if you have corp? Like, I understand for the personal taxes, but how does that work for the corp taxes?
Well, it's pretty simple. Let me show it to you. Okay, according to the, here we go, definitions, right? Internal Revenue Code, as you see here, definitions. Second sentence, 701, right? Well, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
You have a corporation, fine. A domestic corporation, when applied to a corporation or partnership, means created or organized in the District of Columbia or under laws of District of Columbia or of District of Columbia. So a domestic corporation is one that's organized in District of Columbia. So your corporation does not have to file income tax at all. Now let me go down to A30 to see if your corporation is a United States person, right? Because the United States person has a specific meaning. Term United States person means a citizen or resident of the District of Columbia, a domestic within District of Columbia partnership, or domestic within District of Columbia corporation. Is your corporation organized under the District of Columbia?
No, it's organized in the state of California, if I'm correct.
Well, there you go. That's not a corporation that has to file and pay federal income tax.
Now, what about the state taxes for the corp?
Probably does. I have a little corporation taxes in California, but probably does. You have to pay probably a California income tax on the corporation. Maybe. I have to look that up a little bit more, but probably. On income tax,
yeah.
California follows the federal laws as forms, but I'm not sure about the corporate taxes. I got to look that up.
Yeah. I mean, we're obviously looking to do something differently as far as being in California, but
how would you do that
separately?
Any other questions?
Oh yeah, sorry, I couldn't hear you there.
Any other questions?
How would you
if
do
your
that?
Wife, lady friend has a friend,
yeah,
she can ask loud directly the question. What do you want to know, hon? What's on your mind?
How would you do go ahead.
Hi, Payman. My question is, how would you do it separately? How would you do the state taxes separately if you're not going to file federally? And that goes for income tax as well.
Well, I've had that come up sometimes. People like California is a very oppressive, aggressive state, most aggressive of all states, and most lawless and best organized. So sometimes people say, Payman, I'd just rather pay the FTB, California franchise tax, as long as the IRS leaves me alone, which is easy to do. So they do the federal tax return, do the numbers, okay? And then get that number of the income, put that in the California income tax form. That's how you do it. And if they, and then if they insist on, well, we want to see a federal form, fine. Here's the federal form unsigned, but the numbers are there, and the number from the federal form that you filled out goes through the state tax form to fill out and pay the California tax.
Okay.
I had one more question. Is so I do part-time help to help my mother, and so I had to get signed up with IHSS, which is basically considered a government job, and I just do that because I get paid to help her. What is that considered a job that's taxable because it's with the government?
Who pays you?
It's paid through the, I think the federal government funds it, which is IHSS, which is in-home health care services.
Who cuts a check to you? The state of California?
I'm not sure if it's the state of California or the federal government. I forget.
Well, that's a key thing. That's a really key thing. We need to determine that for sure. But generally speaking, all these are paid with state, through the state. Doesn't matter if the state got that money by robbing a bank, stealing it from Japan, Germany, or the United States government. The money comes to you from the state of California. So therefore, no federal income tax on that money is due, as long as the money is coming to you from the state of California. So look who makes the check out to you.
I got you. Okay. I'll take a look and figure that out. So I think it might be the state. It might be. I mean, they're probably
most likely it is. Because the way they do it, the federal government has no jurisdiction in the states, no power. They bribe the states, hey, we give you some money if you do it this way. We give you some money if you do this. You know, that's how it's generally done.
Got you.
See, states are countries. Germany and France and Italy are all countries within the European Union. Same thing in America. Every state is a country. That's why the Corona hoax lockdowns were done state by state. California and New York had severe lockdowns. South Dakota chose to have none. Florida had it for a little time, and then they dropped it, right? No federal lockdown ever took place because the federal government no such authority. In fact, when the federal government wanted to have even contractors of the federal government to get the jab, and they sued and went to the Supreme Court, they lost. They had no such authority, federal government, to make some contractor out there get a jab just because they happen to do some contract with the federal government. Okay?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I never complied with any of it, so.
How come you haven't escaped San Francisco yet? It's my question.
Yeah, we're trying.
Yeah, we're trying. We're working on it.
We'll help you. We'll help you. You said Jen and Matthias told you about us?
Mattia. Yeah, Jen and Mattia.
Mattia. Yes.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting here with Jen and Mattia right now. I'm Mattia's sister.
Okay, very good. All right, very good. All right, good, good. Anything else I can help you guys with?
No, I think we're good for tonight. We'll probably get with you here soon. We just, you were online and we were talking about it, so we're like, oh, we could call in right now.
Great, great. Fantastic.
Thank you for
coming on. You're welcome, guys. My pleasure. Well, folks, I'm going to put the number on the screen one more time for anybody. Any last questions? Is your last chance. Call 657-383-1755 and on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take your question. 657-383-1755 and on your telephone keypad, press 1. Now we'll take your question right now. So we have no more calls, looks like. So folks, thank you for calling. And remember, we got, what is this one? Somebody has a question? Oh, we have a question. All right. So the email question is a long one. Let's see, from Dane, okay, in Minnesota. All right. And let's see what Dane wants to know. All right. I just called and spoke with Ava about a few questions and concerns. She told me to call. I will not be able to join. Okay, so here are the questions. I have two S-Corps and one LLP, Limited Liability Partnership. I comprehend the cost calculated for my company with 5% of payroll and 500 for each employee, but for personal income, and when I do the cost calculated, it comes up roughly, okay, all right. All right. You're asking a good question, my friend. Okay, this is detailed. You're asking seven questions, okay, here. So you got best thing to do on this is just call us, Dane, okay? And I have you talk to either Eric or Benny. They're very good at this stuff. They're very experienced and understand this stuff very well. And they can take your time, answer your questions about your custom situation, because obviously your case is not a typical case of most people are employees or just simply small business owner or independent contractor, maybe commission salesman. Those are simple. You have a more complex case. If you have a more complex case, folks, like Dane does, you need to just call us during the daytime. We're open 9 to 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. We just expand our hours, 9 to 6 to 9 to 7. Yes, 5 days a week, we take your calls and just ask for somebody with more experience. So I'll remind Ava to give you somebody that's available with more knowledge experience, like Eric or Benny, who can answer these your more custom-made questions. And if they can answer your questions, I'll get on the phone myself also during the daytime, okay? So people with complex cases, I do don't take these quick questions there. So do that, my friend. I'll be happy to help you out there, okay? All right. We have another caller from area code 714 now from my old stomping ground, Orange County, California. Well, caller, give me a first name, how you heard about us, and tell me where do you live. I used to live in Tustin, California. And then your question, please.
Oh, hi there. Hi, Faymon. It's Marcella. I actually come in Laguna Beach, and
yes.
I heard from you through Mike Adams. So I have a question, and I'm getting ready to reach out to do a consultation and just figure out, you know, all the pieces to become a member. And I had a question about my current situation with my work. I was a 1099 contractor, and then they switched over to a W-2 employee, and my CPA, because my husband has his own business, he told me to withhold as much taxes as possible, which now I'm regretting. And so my question is, at this point, let's say I want to make a change right now or in the next month or so, is that possible to withhold zero at this point, or do I have to wait till the end of the year?
You can do it right now, tomorrow morning. First thing.
Okay. Okay. So I just fill out a new W-4?
Yes.
Okay. So I can do it right away so they can stop taking taxes. And then obviously, you know, I heard the last caller, what I contributed already, that's lost, correct? Because I'm not planning on filing. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's the price I pay for not educating myself sooner. Well, I didn't know about you until recently. But, okay, perfect. And then to do a consultation, do I just call the phone number?
The consultation, I normally charge $1,000 an hour. But for the first hour, it discounts 50% to $500. Or you can save some money and pay half of that $250. And what you do, you get half hour or more. With one of my specially trained, more experienced people. They will answer any and all your questions you got. And if you need to talk to me, you know, after being with them for a half hour, an hour, whatever, I can get on the phone and answer any remaining questions that not addressed for you properly.
or completely.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And then if I become a member, that includes consultation?
Membership includes unlimited consultation. It includes unlimited help of any kind with employers, third parties, IRS, okay? And we even help with state tax agencies also. All the work we done for you, the letters of responses are emailed to you. All you have to do is print, sign, mail out. There are instructions.
Perfect.
And a response back, same thing. If an attorney is needed, which is almost never, we will be the attorneys as well.
Got it. Okay, awesome. Excellent. Well, thank you, and thanks for spending all this time answering questions, as I learned from the questions as well. So we really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Marcella. Yes,
okay.
That's why I do a question-answer session, folks, because people learn from each other's questions as well. You know, that's something that, you know, is very good by itself, because there's no way I can make all these canned answers. And on Facebook, by the way, we put the question, the whole thing is left there. But we... from the other platforms, we just do the presentation to make it shorter. If people see a long presentation, they get scared. Oh, it's too long. They won't even start watching it. So on YouTube, on Odyssey, Rumble, these places, we just put the session itself. But if you want to get the question and answer sessions, we'll leave them on Facebook. You can go to our Facebook page for that. Okay? Thank you, Marcella, for calling.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Medicare is the only word I know in Farsi. Okay. Take
That's
care.
Pretty good.
Bye-bye.
By the way, I give you a tip. Marcella, the best Persian restaurant in Orange County is in Tustin called Nanan Kebab on First Street by the post office. Go there.
Oh, I love Persian food. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's
you.
The best one.
Okay.
And it's cheap, too. It's a good hole in the wall. Okay, so enjoy.
Okay. Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome. Perfect. My pleasure. All right, folks. That's it for this evening. I love you all. I'm so glad to hear so many more of you are right now researching and educating yourself, freeing yourself. I mean, for me, it feels so good, but I get to be the Morpheus, and each of you is a Neo, and I get to just get you out of the matrix, and you choose to go down deep in the rabbit hole of truth and free yourself, and have your life of prosperity, peace, joy, and happiness, you know, and share it with others, folks. Have fun doing it. You have fun with others. Text your friends or what you can do. I'll give you a tip. You want to tell others about us? Text to your friends. Here, our very first video on step one. Where is that? Here we go. Right here. On step one, send them the link to this video. Okay? Say, look. This is 9 minutes long only. I'm a stickler for the law. I want to follow the law. If this guy is wrong, please let me know. You text it to them and then ask them to read it. Oh, I'm sorry, listen to it while they drive to and from work. Then you follow up and say, hey, did you listen to it on your drive home tonight? Or on your drive to work this tomorrow, you did it yesterday, and follow up on that. Well, check it out, man. I'm looking for your opinion. I respect your opinion. You're smarter than me. You're older than me. You're more educated than me. You're really a good reader. You know, you've got a good intellectual mind. Whatever. Give them a compliment. Make it feel good. Make them feel good about checking this out because you respect their opinions. And then follow up nicely, or follow up again, and again if necessary until it's 9 minutes only the first video. And you'd be surprised some of the times in a very delightful way. So with that, I'll be with you all this evening. I'll be back with you next Thursday night for another recording session of our weekly Freedom Hour.